Fiat. April 18th, 1937. Continuous encounters between the divine volition and the creature. How one who lives in it has formed the tiny little sea of the Fiat. How it runs always in each thing in order to give new graces and new love. My flight in the Fiat continues. Or rather, I feel it runs toward me in each instant, in each thing I touch or do, in the pains and in the joys, in each created thing which it places around me to let me be served by them. It seems to me that it remains as though on the lookout to make itself known and say to me, I am here. Tell me, what would you like? You will make me happier if you put me in the condition of being able to abound more, so that, making you happy, I may feel happier because of the happiness of my daughter. Now, while my mind was drowned within its divine sea, my beloved Jesus, surprising me with a short little visit, with a love he could not contain, told me, My blessed daughter, the excessive love of my divine will gives of the incredible. When the creature lives in it, she has formed her little sea of the Fiat within her soul. And my will, drawn by its own power, wants to constantly expand this, its little sea, within the circle of the soul. Listen to what it does. Taken by irresistible love, it runs and runs always, in each act that she does. And if it sees that she must make use of the word, it runs to meet her. It invests her word with its fiat, and increases its divine power within the word of the creature. If it sees that she must operate, it runs, takes her hands, clasps them to itself, invests them with its fiat, and increases its divine power in her works. If it sees that she is about to take a step, it runs, invests her steps, and gives her such power as to be able to run always toward he who always runs toward her. If she loves, it runs to give her new love. If it sees that she desires to be ever more good, it runs and increases her goodness. There's not one thought, heartbeat, or breath which does not invest with its fiat to make its wisdom, its beauty, the heartbeat of its eternal love, increase. But this is not all. Do you think that my will can take a break from running always toward one who possesses its volition? Not at all. And in order to run, it makes use of everything. If the sun invests her, it runs to give her more light. And since the creature is more than sun, it gives her the properties that the light contains, or rather, it increases them. It gives her its divine sweetness, its fecundity, the variety of its celestial fragrances, the taste of its divine flavors, and its supreme qualities like the most beautiful varieties of colors. And with the power of its fiat, it makes it so that of its beloved creature more than sun, nothing may be left other than light and heat, to invest her and let itself be invested. If the wind blows upon her, it runs, it invests her, and with its fiat, it increases the power of its ruling love, its divine moans, to let her moan with its own moans and sighs, that its kingdom may come upon earth. It kisses her, caresses her, clasps her tightly to itself, to let her feel how much it loves her, and how it wants to be loved back. If she drinks water, It runs to invest her with its freshness and celestial refreshments. If she takes food, it runs to nourish her with the food of its will, so that the divine life may grow in the creature, and it may be consolidated and confirmed more in her. In sum, there is nothing which my will does not run, and, oh, the feast it makes, when it sees that she receives the sweet encounter and receives the good it wants to give to her unceasingly. And if the creature also runs in each thing toward he who runs to her, oh, my fiat is taken by such love then, that its interminable sea swells, forms its gigantic waves, and unloads them into the tiny little sea, expanding in an admirable and prodigious way the capacity and expanse of its sea within the tiny little sea of the soul. My daughter, these are divine ways, to love always, without ever ceasing, to give without ever stopping to give. If it were not so, we would have to set a limit to our power and enough to our love. But we cannot even do this, because our being is infinite. Of its own, it runs in search of the beloved and wants to be loved in return. Hence, limits have no value, and enough does not exist for us. At the most, there are those who, ungrateful, do not want to recognize us. And because they do not recognize us, it happens with them, as to the blind man who, in spite of the fact that the sun does not deny its light to him, but rather it invests him everywhere, cannot see it, nor does he know it, yet cannot deny that he feels its warmth. But this cannot happen with one who lives in our will. Our will itself already keeps her watchful, in act of constant waiting to receive our encounters, to meet each other, our races to run to one another. And if our love, in order to make her run more, hides from her our racing, though we are racing anyway, oh, how she fidgets, the poor daughter, to the point that we are forced to immediately break the veil that hides us and say to her, "We are here, calm down, do not fear, for we will never leave our daughter, the daughter of our will." And in order to calm her, we let her feel our love more vividly, and we lavish greater graces upon her.